It's March 6th. This is Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. We have two games to review. Let's start with Friday night's. Alex Wenberg and Jared McCann each had a goal and an assist, and the Kraken beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 4-2 for their third straight road win in a season series sweep. Jordan Eberle and Brandon Tanev also had goals for Seattle, and Vince Dunn had two assists. Philip Grubauer stopped 23 shots for the Kraken, who stayed ahead of Edmonton for third place in the Pacific Division. Kraken coach Dave Hakstol said, quote, "We had a really consistent effort. I liked our third period. We came out and were on our toes in the third period, could have easily stretched the lead in the first part of that period. That didn't happen, but we responded well and were able to close out the game," close quote. Adam Boqvist and Patrick Laine each had a goal and an assist for Columbus, which has lost two of its last three games and remains in the NHL basement. Elvis Merzlikins, in his first game as a Blue Jackets full-time starter, stopped 34 shots. Blue Jackets coach Brad Larson, quote, "It wasn't a terrible effort. I know there's another level of competitiveness at the puck that's going to be required. We could have killed a lot more plays and had the puck more," close quote. Laine put Columbus on the board at 10:18 of the second period with the first power play goal given up by Seattle in nine games, dating back to February 14th. The lead was short-lived as Seattle got two goals in 48 seconds, one from McCann and the other on the power play from Eberle. Boqvist pulled Columbus even at 4:53 of the third, but a goal from Wenberg against his former team 9 seconds into a Kraken power play, his first since January 28th, put Seattle up for good at 7:12 of the period. Quote, "It's nice to have success and score against your former team. Right now, it doesn't matter who scores. It's important to win the game," end quote. That was Wenberg. Tanev scored the empty netter with 45 seconds remaining to seal the win. The Blue Jackets had a new face in the backup goalie spot after welcoming Michael Hutchinson from Vegas as part of a flurry of trades that also sent defenseman Vladislav Gavrikov and goalie Jonas Korpisalo to Los Angeles. Columbus forward Sean Corrali suffered a left oblique strain in practice and will be sidelined the remainder of the season. Oliver Bjorkstrand, on his first Columbus appearance since being traded to Seattle in the offseason, left the game in the third period with a lower body injury. He was fine and played on Sunday. McCann's assist on Eberle's goal extended his point streak to 5 games, matching his career high. Playing in their 6th back-to-back, the Kraken knew they would have to focus on managing their energy and focus to gain a third straight win on the road. Philip Grubauer backed his team early with a perfect first period, and while Columbus got the first goal of the game after the goaltender kept his team in it, the Seattle Sticks started the warm-up. With the victory, Seattle has swept Columbus in the season series, the 5th time that has happened this year, the other 4, Buffalo, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Detroit. The Kraken penalty kill has been so effective in shutting down opponents' power plays game after game. They had 8 straight games while shorthanded, going 18-for-18 coming into Columbus. And they started strong with 3 more kills that didn't just prevent shots against, but involve limited seam passes by the Blue Jackets and sustained possession time with the puck on Kraken sticks and not Columbus. But Seattle was playing with fire. This team is averaging 2.9 penalties a game this season, but with 4 called in the game before the second period was over, Columbus finally broke through after the Kraken were called for too many men on the team's 4th infraction. The puck got on Patrick Laine's stick, and his quick shot went past Grubauer for his 18th of the season. The good news, after the goal, the Kraken doubled down on their focus and didn't take another penalty for the rest of the game. After a big win in Detroit, Dave Hextall talked about the importance of matching intensity to the moment, especially in the second game of a back-to-back. Quote, you have to figure out exactly how you feel and how you can help the team and how you can go out and be effective in a situation where we're not on fresh legs, and they are. So we've got to go out and do a great job together, end quote. 36 seconds after the Jackets' goal, defender Tim Burney took a penalty, and the Kraken power play got to work. Just over 3 minutes after Columbus opened the scoring, Seattle responded. Vince Dunn had a key retrieval at the blue line before sending the puck down the boards to Oliver Bjorkstrand. Bjorkstrand sent a pass through the middle of the ice directly to Jared McCann, who wasted no time putting the puck in the net from the top of the left circle. That not only tied the game, it marked the 30th goal of McCann's season. That's a new career high and makes him the first player in Kraken history to score 30 goals. Another response came 48 seconds later. Alex Wenberg, another former Blue Jacket, launched Jordan Eberle off on a breakaway. Eberle sent the pass to McCann, who fired a shot that rebounded right to Eberle and beat Merzlikins for the first Kraken lead of the game 2-1. That goal was Eberle's 50th point of the season. It was also the 18th time this year that the Kraken have had a response goal after another Seattle score. Wenberg had already started the breakaway that led to the Eberle goal, and he was on the ice when Seattle got their fourth power play of the game after Boone Jenner tripped McCann. McCann took the opening faceoff and won it back to Vince Dunn, who moved the puck to Eli Tolvanen on the right boards. He sent the puck net front where Wenberg was waiting. He got possession, pivoted, and beat Merzlikins' five-hole to end up being the game-winning goal. As insurance, with under a minute left in the game and the Columbus net empty, Brandon Tanev forced a line A turnover, got the puck, and skated down the ice to score the Kraken's fourth and final goal of the game. Let's go to last night. In a game with all the playoff atmosphere both teams and their fans could handle, the defending Stanley Cup champions were poised to outlast a valid challenger in the Kraken. But Brandon Tanev, who missed a breakaway earlier, had other ideas. He tied the game with 2:21 remaining with help from Jaden Schwartz, who was instrumental in both Kraken goals. The score held up to push the game to overtime, which ended with Yanni Gourde scoring his 10th goal of the year, with just over 3.5 minutes remaining in overtime. With just over 3.5 minutes remaining in the overtime period, Vince Dunn retreated into his own zone, allowing both teams to make a change. It was Gourde who was the quickest off either bench, allowing Dunn to send a stretch pass from deep in the Kraken zone to a wide-open Gourde at the Colorado blue line. With nothing but daylight in front of him, Yanni skated in and let a wrist shot go that went just under the blocker of Georgiev, glanced the post, and in. This allowed the Kraken to cap off the road sweep. After two periods that produced three total goals, when it could have been double that or more without big stops from both teams' goaltenders, the third period started with a pair of penalties called on Colorado with time expired in the second period. Jack Johnson was called for tripping Matty Beniers, while Mikko Rantanen was apparently so entirely annoyed by young Kraken defenseman Will Borgen that Rantanen was whistled off the ice for an unsportsmanlike conduct due to extracurricular pushing, shoving, and other forms of physical revenge. The ensuing 5-on-3 setup for the Kraken resulted in 6 shots and a couple of choice near misses, but no tying goal. Just 3 minutes into the third period, Seattle had fired 9 shots on goal. But at that point, Brandon Tanev was whistled off for an inadvertent high stick that Seattle killed without one of its best penalty-killing forwards. Colorado's Cale Makar wrung an early shot off the post, and three spectacular saves by Philip Grubauer kept this game at 2-1. Soon after, new Avalanche acquisition Matt Nieto went off for inadvertently high sticking, but Seattle could not convert on the power play. Coming into last night's game, Philip Grubauer had saved 43 of 46 shots on goal from his former Colorado teammates, helping the Kraken earn 3 of 4 possible points against the 2022 champs. Grubauer was stellar again, making vital saves to keep the game within reach after the Avalanche took a first period lead. Grubauer was particularly outstanding in the middle period, rejecting grade A chances from Logan O'Connor, net front, and robbing JT Compher in front of the net later in the period. Grubauer faced 6 grade A scoring chances in the second period. Trouble was, in the other net, Alexander Georgiev was up to the task of stopping not one, but 2 breakaways from Brandon Tanev and Elli Tolvanen among 5 Kraken grade A chances during that period. The Kraken solved Georgiev mid-period when Jaden Schwartz won a puck battle deep in the Colorado zone, sending it to the right point where Will Borgen quickly released a shot that Alex Wennberg tipped high and passed Georgiev. The tie game lasted less than 2 minutes because star defenseman Cale Makar single-handedly created a scoring chance for Dennis Malgin. Makar found him with a stretch pass, and Malgin beat Grubauer on the ensuing breakaway, ringing a shot off the post that bounced in. With a bit more than 3 minutes left in the second period, Grubauer stopped a first near-crease shot from Valeri Nikushkin and then made an even better save when Nikushkin fired his own rebound shot. The Kraken goaltender's late work provided the team with a chance to climb back into the game during the third period. Grubauer's terrific play continued into the third period with a memorable save on Cale Makar, keeping it a 1-goal game. Colorado struck first last night. The goal scorer, no surprise, Nathan MacKinnon scored his 25th of the year to go with his 49 assists. Off a scramble along the right wall of the Seattle defensive zone, MacKinnon got the loose puck, found enough time and space, and he doesn't need much, deked Brandon Tanev and shot past Philip Grubauer. The 1-0 lead held up, despite facing a late-period Avalanche power play with plenty of weapons, including Cale Makar back in the lineup after 5 games in concussion protocol. Grubauer made a huge save on JT Compher during the penalty kill while Tanev continued his elite PK work to delay any real threat in the first minute. Jared McCann generated another 2-on-1 shorthanded scoring chance, but his shot went wide. All in all, this was one outstanding win as part of a perfect road trip. And that is it for today's Full Press Kraken. We covered both weekend games. I'm Rich Anselmo. I'll be back tomorrow with a preview of the Kraken game against the Anaheim Ducks. And it's going to feel oh so nice to be back in Climate Pledge Arena. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to Natural Stat Trick for the numbers. Enjoy the day.